From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom, a recent charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. After years of planning and delays, the construction of the Veterans Memorial in Hobbs finally broke ground on Tuesday, which will be adjacent to the Rockwinds Golf Course. The City of Hobbs, which raised over $1 million, and the Lee County Commissioners voted to help with the project by donating $300,000 to it. District 5 City Commissioner and veteran Dwayne Pennick thanked everyone for making the project possible and then addressed the veterans in attendance.
You were ready to serve, and a lot of you did serve and receive injuries. This is a place for you to come and reflect and heal. This is a place for our children to come to learn patriotism and to learn love of country. I'm afraid that's getting to be a thing of the past, and if we don't pass that on to our children, it's going to be long forgotten.
Vietnam veteran Robert Lujan.
What did it mean to you when you finally put that shovel in the ground and tossed that dirt?
It meant a lot. It meant that it's coming on for real. And I've been working for over 6 years on this project, and we finally got it. It's a happy day for lost veterans and the City of Hobbs.
The expected opening for the memorial is scheduled for mid-November. Because of a lack of space at the Roswell City landfill, the debris from the recent flood rains have delayed the removal of that debris. Roswell Mayor Dennis Kentai explains further.
City landfill, which is basically the primary landfill for the whole county, we are striving to get a brand new cell open. And while the existing cell, which is cell number 4, is filling up current cell.
The city and Chavez County are working jointly on the issue. 22-year-old Benjamin Ray Hernandez of Artesia was killed in a fatal ATV crash near South 26th Street and West Fairground Roads in Artesia around 1:45 a.m. on Saturday. According to New Mexico State Police, for reasons unknown, the ATV entered a curved portion of the roadway and rolled. Hernandez was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the ATV. Hernandez was transported by emergency medical personnel to Artesia General Hospital, where he later died of his injuries. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.